Hello, this is Shelley Entine, and I'm here to give you my view of the Gemini new moon that is arriving on May 30th at 7:30 a.m. in the Eastern Daylight Time Zone. And I'm doing it because the weekly astrology forecast has other things to think about. And this is not an eclipsed moon, but it is definitely showing something about what has been recently happening. In the United States, it's a time of tremendous focus, more than usual, on the issue of school shootings. If you ever saw the list of all the schools that have been involved in an incident like this and lost children, etc., it would blow your mind. I have seen one. And it's, you know, it's funny how you go along and you don't really realize how many there have been. It's a huge list. I didn't even have time to count it. That's how big it is. So when we found Jupiter going into Aries, which we've discussed, and having Mars in Aries also, it is not a big surprise that we're at a full moon in the sign of elementary schools or lower education, Gemini, and the students therein, and the moon, the families of such students, and the sun, the teachers and authorities in those schools, in those classrooms, are together at 9 Gemini, and they are getting a sextile from Jupiter and Mars in Aries. They're very close. They're 1 degree. Mars has just moved off the exact a couple of days ago. And so they're right there together, and Mars is moving to Jupiter won't move as fast. Mars is moving to get to the exact sextile very, very soon. And so I am thinking that this is something that's a phenomena, you see. We've had two eclipses, right? And the Mercury in this particular lunar chart is now at 26 Taurus. And if you remember, that's where the sun was, pretty close to where the sun was when the moon was in 25 Scorpio, sun was 25 Taurus. So we are still Mercury retrograde. We are going back over things. And things like values, you see. And so I think it is really also the eclipse degree, 25 degrees, getting squared by Saturn in this full moon chart at 25 Aquarius. So that's an exact now. And that is squaring Mercury in Taurus. So people are not satisfied. And, you know, there was a poll done by, you know, some people associated, or at least it was reported on PBS, that were asking Republican governors, congressmen, whatever, holders of office, why they resist addressing the issue of AR-15 and that type of gun control. And they said it's because they are afraid their constituents will vote them out of office. And I find that really fascinating. And I won't say why, because I'm sure you can figure that out without me telling you. So there was an interesting little piece that I had just seen before I started looking at this new moon energy. And it was of Texas lawmaker, politician, Ted Cruz, being interviewed on the run by a British journalist. And he had his talking points, which you could tell were the ones he always brings up, you know, Oh, you're making it political. Well, it is political. Unfortunately, that's the problem. It's a political issue. And so the journalist was pushing, this British journalist, and then very clearly told him that in the whole world, okay, it's the United States that has this problem. It's the only country that is dealing with these school shootings. And this just, you know, the fire was lit under a very sort of gentle speaking Ted Cruz, who didn't know how to deal with it and, you know, started telling him the sort of, you know, if you don't like the United States, why don't you leave? You know, kind of attitude. I mean, we really, where are we? Where have we gone, right? And it's so fascinating also in this chart that Ceres, the fierce mother Ceres, is in the sign of the mother, Cancer, with the Black Moon Lilith. Now, I don't talk a lot about Black Moon Lilith because I don't, and a lot of people are starting to talk about a lot of these, like I talk about the centaurs and the asteroids, you know. But this conjunction of the fierce mother and the Black Moon Lilith is like, women are going to be on motorcycles coming at you about protecting their children now. It's, you know, there's a point where enough is enough, right? So maybe some of these people are going to start worrying about their constituents voting them out of office if they don't do something about protecting the children. And this full moon on May 30th, watch for it. Something big happens, and I don't mean another shooting. I mean something big happens. And it was really fascinating to hear also on a report on this that this fellow who did the shooting in Texas and the guy in Buffalo and a lot of the people who do these are already displaying symptoms of their mental illness and have even confided the fact that they were planning to do these things and people didn't take it seriously enough to act on that. So this is another issue that's coming up. And here we have, again, the Mercury, the communication that isn't going fast enough, Taurus, and is squared by Saturn, you know, afraid and group energies or friendship energies, Aquarius, to actually speak out. So this is really, it's fascinating when, you know, you're an astrologer and something big is happening and you can see it. It is absolutely there. And yes, indeed it is. So in our own lives, what we're looking at is a time when we want to set our intentions about communications and maybe about short journeys and maybe about relationships with neighbors and also siblings, because Gemini is the sign of those things, and extended family, which means not the family that was in your home that you grew up with at birth, other than sibling energy. These are aunts, cousins, uncles, you know, that sort of thing. So you may have ideas about wanting to have something take place. You may also want to gain more information or study to start taking some kind of a course. And so you can have an intention about that. But this is what we do. We are looking at that and also the short journeys. And this time, we talked about this when I talked about Sun going into Gemini. There's more energy locally. You know, people are doing short trips. Like here where I live, you're either going to the beach or up to the mountains. You're sort of, you know, a little bit closer to the mountains, but not that far from the beach, which is an interesting thing to have. So people are doing a lot of that now. Short journeys also to sometimes see something unusual or different, because Gemini is very curious. It wants to see something. And also the combination with Jupiter and Mars in Aries is fueling this even further. You know, people want adventure. Let's have some adventure. I mean, I've been, you know, already doing that with, you know, going to a new restaurant in Black Mountain, seeing something I didn't usually see in Black Mountain, you know, and doing that again over the weekend, not Black Mountain, but, something new. This is Aries, like, you know, something that's just beginning or just born. That is, you know, the Aries energy. So we have, as we talked about, I think, last time, Venus in Taurus. So the Venus in Taurus energy is focusing us also on values and how to make things stable and such. And she is in sextile to the Ceres Lilith. And she's also sextile Vesta, keeper of the hearth in Pisces. So this is, you know, kind of a formation where we're looking at Vesta in Pisces is looking at the people who are the victims, you see, and Vesta is the keeper of the hearth and wanting things to be safe and secure, and so does the sign of Cancer. Ceres wants the children and the home to be safe and secure. So the Venus energy coming in with money, a financial idea into that. But also for us, we're looking at that for ourselves. You know, there's lots of reports coming out about financial issues, all kinds of stuff going on. We're dealing with a lot of stressors. And so Venus is trying to show us ways for us to feel more stable and be more certain. That's like going to the north node in Taurus from the south node in Scorpio, the turmoil, and this issue of fear about the future, Saturn square the nodes from Aquarius. What's going to happen? I mean, I actually was at lunch with somebody who asked me, as an astrologer, what do you think about the future in terms of finance and this and that? So, and do I think this or that, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I have my opinion. And it's kind of, you know, hoping somebody is going to be thinking straight and focused on certain things before too long. So Uranus in Taurus at 16 degrees is coming into a conjunction to the North Node in Taurus. So there's shift, there's a change, there's also enlightenment and intuition about those Taurus areas. And Pallas Athena asteroid is also in Taurus. There's a lot, actually, that of energy in Taurus. Three planets, an asteroid, and a node. that's a nice dose for Taurus. So it is something that's on our minds, and it is something that we do want to pay attention to and we do want to think about. But, you know, trying to do that without being afraid is a good idea. And allowing yourself to tune in, because we've got Neptune in Pisces still in her helpful sextile to Pluto in Capricorn, that's retrograde, and in a helpful sextile to Mercury and the node in Taurus. So if we could allow ourselves to go into our feeling nature and psychic information, that could give us some good ideas. And also Uranus is the planet of intuition, being right there. Coming into the node, which brings it closer to being in a conjunction to Mercury. So let's try and open up and understand again the effect of our own energetic visioning and allow that to be so, allow it to become a habit to go to the visioning energy so that we can set something in motion that isn't coming from fear. So that's, I think, one of the most important pieces about this particular new moon. And of course, 2 weeks from now, we'll have a full moon, because that's how it works, right? And that will be when the Sagittarius full moon comes in. So we'll be looking then at the dichotomy of information and beliefs and stuff like that. So it's important to be aware. It's important to remember we've got all kinds of stuff with pandemics and strange new diseases. And so we've got to keep ourselves aware of the fact that everything's not happening everywhere. There's like something happening somewhere. I mean, I think this is one of the things about the blast of news information, that it can be so overwhelming for us. And I'm not saying we should stick our head in the ground, but I think we should also pay a lot of attention to being grateful for the fact that we are not in danger. You know, just, you know, keep putting your emphasis on it's peaceful and beautiful around me. Hopefully it is for you. And keep that energy going also, because it's true for us so far. And this is, you know, a helpful thing. I mean, we had big storms went through the area yesterday. It took a long time to get here where I am, and it was dumping a lot of rain. And I first went, uh-oh. And then flash flood warnings that the tornadoes were not near me. But then I went into my usual prayer and singing mode to the elements, and we were just fine. I mean, even the rain stopped being as intense. This is something we can do. We really can. We just don't, it's not a habit. We just don't know. We don't have a track record with it. You can get a track record with it if you work on it. Today, there was a lot going on in Virginia. The storms got much worse, it seemed, as it started going up the East Coast. But, you know, if people were working that energy, it would be a good thing. So I'm hoping that eventually people will start going to this idea quickly instead of getting bowled over by the headlines, the news headlines, and the weather issues. Because, you know, we're on that ride and we're supposed to be waking up to do something. That's why I said I hope people do wake up, because Uranus is a planet where something surprising and sudden takes place, and that makes you see something. It's like the lightning struck tower card in the tarot. You know, you may be falling out of the tower, you know, the king, which can be your own ego constructs, but there is a new thing that needs to happen. That's why these things are going on. So don't forget that, okay? And I wish you a good intention setting experience, and that you're paying attention to some of the ways you can cope with all of this. And I'll say goodbye for now.